Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney is a Democrat in New York's 18th District. He's been in office since 2013. And Congressman, you would be surprised if I didn't ask you, what do you make of the federal response to coronavirus?
Well, it's inadequate, and it's inadequate in at least six or seven specific ways. This has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with an effective response to a public health emergency. First, there has been an inexcusable delay and failure to test properly, which would have allowed us in the early part of the epidemic to do better tracing and effective containment. That genie is out of the bottle, but we still need more testing and we need it sooner. Just to put that in perspective, the South Koreans have done something like 200,000 tests to date for free, by the way, and in the United States it's under 2,000. 200,000 in South Korea, 2,000 here. That's inexcusable. In addition, we haven't had adequate protocols from the CDC to protect vulnerable populations. That means people at nursing homes, people who have underlying health conditions, should be getting specific instructions from the federal government. We've had the president and others all over the map on what the mortality rates are. We need clear information on that. The international response has been inadequate. This is a global effort, and we should be leading it. And we have a lot to learn from how they have been combating the virus internationally, both what they've done well and what they've done poorly, so that we can do it better here. There's been terrible messaging on this. The public deserves clear, accurate information, and we should not be happy talking this or pretending it will go away. And finally, in two other respects, I mean, the federal funding initially that was proposed by the Trump administration was $1.2 billion. That would have been woefully inadequate. That's new dollars. They would have reprogrammed about another 1.2. But even at that level, it would have been inadequate. We have now passed on a bipartisan basis an $8.3 billion federal funding package, which is more in line with what the need is, especially now. That would not have happened if the White House response had been taken up at face value. Finally, I think there's been an inadequate response for the economic impact we're going to suffer, which may be, though less important in terms of human life, very significant for everybody out there who's got a small business or who's trying to sell houses or who's trying to sell cars or who is just trying to make a go in the hospitality industry. There are major industries in the United States, in addition to small businesses, that will be impacted by this. We're seeing a global sell-off as we speak. These are major shocks to the American economy. We need to prepare better for that. It's not enough to have the Fed doing economic stimulus. We don't have a liquidity problem in the economy. But there are real steps the White House can take to calm the markets, principally by getting its act together on the five or six things I ticked off before mentioning the economy. So that is the problem, as I see it, with the federal response to date. I'm very encouraged that leaders like Governor Cuomo in New York have had a very effective public response. We are ramping up testing at the local level. And we have now more than 100 cases in New York and growing rapidly. That will continue to increase because of the expanded testing. That's to be expected. About 80% of those cases, by the way, are right next door in my district in Westchester County. This is a problem that we are going to have to deal with. We are going to get through it together as a community, but we have to get in action more aggressively at the federal level.
So there's an $8 billion package here to deal with the coronavirus. Now, you represent New York 18. You just said that it's scary. It's breaking out in Westchester in your district. What are you getting out of that $8 billion for the district?
Well, let's be specific. There, of the $8 billion, there's about $1 billion, $950 million, that is directed specifically to the states, localities, territories, Indian tribes, the rest. You've heard a number of about $34 million that Governor Cuomo may have mentioned that is dedicated to New York, but that, of course, is only the tip of the iceberg because that full $1 billion will be available to the states and localities depending on where the need is. And because the need is clearly here in New York, we can expect to receive significantly more of that money here. That's not necessarily a distinction you want, but that's the way it is designed to be flexible. In addition to the billion I mentioned, there's another $350 million that is going to be specifically apportioned for in undesignated funds. In fact, I think that's as much as $500 million that will be in addition to that is undesignated, meaning that CDC can direct resources where it is needed. But of course, New York will also benefit from the hundreds of millions of dollars that will be put into things like the National Strategic Stockpile of supplies so that there are sufficient supplies like pharmaceuticals and masks, personal protective equipment, respirators, the things that might be necessary in extreme cases. There will be at least $100 million going to community health centers. We have hundreds of community health centers in New York, which will benefit from that funding, and they're so important in an epidemic like this. And then, of course, there will be billions of dollars dedicated to the research and development of vaccines and therapeutics, better diagnostics. We will, of course, benefit from that. So this is a lot of money in the pipeline, and if there's more needed, we need to do it. But the problem to date has not been the funding. The problem has been the leadership coming from the White House that has been simply wrong in terms of the desire to understate the seriousness of this, and it has been ineffective in the provision of adequate tests and of accurately communicating around what the real risks are. But having said that, I also think it's important that people apply some common sense and not panic. We will get through this as a community, and there are some important things we need to do. But when I mentioned the failure of protocols to be issued at the federal level, what we need to do at the local level is make sure that nursing homes know how to handle people coming and going, that vulnerable populations like people with respiratory disease, COPD, or asthma, that those people have adequate warnings. Those people are more at risk. Seniors, we know, are more at risk. And that type of information and education, the kind of steps we can all take as individuals, is more about communication than it is about simply dollars and cents.
Now,
you got to do both.
Now, Sean Patrick Maloney, let me just say, and we only have about 2 minutes on this answer, but let me just say that I'm concerned that New York has been singled out for not getting money from this president. We know that. And I know you don't want to make this into a political discussion because obviously politics should be left at the door here. But what if that happens? What if the president starts to hold back money to New York?
No, sadly, that's a reasonable concern. We saw him calling the governor of Washington State, Jay Inslee, a snake a couple days ago. What in God's name is that about? And you're right. Sadly, he has singled New York out for special attention, negative attention in other areas. What makes me feel a little bit better is that we've got a bunch of professionals still at the agency, CDC, elsewhere, who are knowledgeable and effective and who are going to follow the science and the facts. But a bunch of us are going to be watching it like a hawk for exactly the reason you said. And that's why I feel good about having an effective leader at the state level, like Governor Cuomo, doing the work necessary to protect our families. And you'll hear from me, you'll hear from him, if there's any funny business with the funding.
It's always wonderful to talk to our friend Sean Patrick Maloney, Democrat of New York's 18th District. He's been in office since 2013. Sean, when we come back the next time, let's talk about what's happening in the stock market.
Okay.